Been 2 years. Yeah, 3 years ago now. Down in the boat one day. And I saw a catfish. This is going to be a story now that you can't hardly believe.
Okay.
I had a trot line out and I kept losing the hooks, not only the bait, but the hook. And so it was rough that day. I ought not to have been out there in the boat, but I was. And so I looked over to the right, some means another, and I saw a catfish, a yellow cat. He came up out of the water and stuck his back of his head and that big fin on his back, come up out of the water, and his head was big as a foot tub.
Goodness gracious.
And the length of him, I saw the length of him, and you couldn't hardly put him in a pickup truck, and he would have stayed in there.
Where was this then? On the river?
On Tensaw River. And that just, I just see him now coming up out of that water. I mean, he just, in big waves, you know, and he just happened to get too close to the top or wreck. Or he saw me and come up something, I don't know why. I'm glad he went the other way.
He looked like a whale, didn't he?
he sure did, but it was a fish, I know.
Goodness.
A fish. I know a catfish, yeah, damn.
I've heard of those great big catfish around dams, you know.
Well, it's 75 and 80 pound ones been caught on that river.
Oh.
Yeah. I've caught them 30 and 40 pounds myself.
Well, that's
now, that's a big fish. It is, really. One day there was a fella came down there, and a colored man and his wife, I reckon. Said, well, let's go and catch us some fish. I said, okay. And I rented him a boat. No, charged him a boat. He had a boat. I charged him so much to put the boat over. And they went on over across the river, and I noticed the motor went bad and it tied up to one of them ships over there, or behind the ship. And way up in the day, they come out from behind that ship, and they were just, the boat was just going about. And I said, wonder what they're doing over there. And they hollered to me. And I had a lot of company at that time. And I didn't have that little old motor. And I said, well, they ain't still in the boat. I got to do this. And I went ahead then, and after a while, they hollered again. And I still didn't get to go. So they basically, they had caught a big fish on a rod and reel. And they basically put him in the boat. And they come on back paddling over and said, we told you we was going to get some fish. And we took him out, and I took the hook out of his mouth. And I said, how about weighing this fish? Yeah. And I put him on the scales, and he just exactly weighed 25 pounds. And caught on a rod and reel, 25 pound yellow cat.
I bet he had a good bite on his
hand. You did. That's what I was carrying that boat about out there with. But I thought it was safe sitting in the boat, you know, woke up and I didn't. I thought it was going to paddle over, right?
Yes.
And which it did. Okay. We really had some fun off that fish. We wanted to keep the fish. It's so pretty. No, sir, said, I'm going to have a lot of pictures made of that fish. Seven. It had seven units to it.
Well, the train had seven engines?
Seven engines going that way.
Really?
Seven units. One came by last night going south, had five units. I love the railroad, but it's a lot of racket here.
Sure is.
Come right in my little window, right on top of my head. I still love the railroad.
I used to like it, well I still do, but especially when I was a lot younger.
Yeah.
Just sit down there at the station and watch the trains go by.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, watch the wheels roll.